KLIF News Time is now 5:50. Well, we talk a lot about the millennials, but then there's Generation Z.
Good. That means it's the last one.
The last generation.
Yes. We run out of letters. That's it.
Where
no
do
more
we go
kids.
After Generation
no
Z?
No more children.
Those are kids that are born between the mid-90s and the mid-2000s. So those are like my kids, because I had one born in 1999 who's in college, and I have another one that was born in 2002, and she's still in high school.
When did we start naming generations? I guess it was the boomers that were the first ones to be named.
How about the greatest generation?
Well, that came along after people started talking about baby boomers.
Yeah, that's true.
At any rate, apparently a third of managers... Business managers believe that Generation Z is going to be more difficult to manage
than the millennials.
Yes. Isn't that always true? The younger
generation?
Well,
that's because you know what? They're so entitled.
Let's talk with workplace culture expert Bobby Albert, the author of Principled Profits, Outward Success is an Inside Job. Morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
Well, so what's the deal with Generation Z, and how can we pass judgment on them yet? They're so young.
Well, that's a very good question. And, you know, we live today in a brave new workplace. I mean, you've got the boomers at one end, and at the other end, generally, you've got these millennials. But you've got these Generation Zs that are there. Some of them are just now entering the workforce. But one thing, if I can just suggest, is that that is a strength of these Generation Zs. They are extremely tech savvy. They really understand technology that every business needs to have, because one of the major disruptions in the workplace or in a business or industry is the advancement of and changes in technology. And it's occurring at a warp speed.
Well, that's really good that they have all these valuable tech skills. I know I can be sitting in a room with my daughter and she'll text me when I'm sitting right there instead of talking to me. So they have tech skills, but they don't have face-to-face communication skills.
Well, that is very true. Let's give them a little chance to really improve. I've been teaching for many, many years, 12th grade boys in Sunday school, and I have lots of confidence with these 12th grade boys that are there right now. They are very sharp. They are very mature boys for their age, and they have great communication skills. Now, you're exactly right. They do often look at their phone and that they're carrying with them, and they do communicate a lot different. But let me just share this about the workplace. And I've seen this with the millennials, because a lot of the millennials get a lot of bad rap. But what's very interesting, people are people. And there's something in our society, we want to segment everybody in a certain silo, like generations or race or background or whatever the case may be. But people are people. And what Gallup has done a tremendous survey of over 1 million employees and over 85,000 companies. And what they found, and it doesn't make any difference what generation you are, what they found is that these people, what they're really looking for in the workplace is, do you care for me as an individual? Will you allow me to contribute toward the goals of the organization? Do I belong or do I fit here? Will you help me learn so I can do the best job I can do? And does this company stand for something?
Well, that's great. And I congratulate you for trying to talk us out of, generalizing and putting everybody into certain little boxes. But I also think that based on just my experience, that people are, and tell me if I'm wrong, but people are less concerned about their careers than they are about their jobs. I think people are less focused and all charged up about what it is they're doing than what they plan to do next.
Well, it is very interesting. And there is a strength. Let me just suggest this. There is a strength to be focusing on what I need to get done today. Now, you're exactly right. Many people do not think very far down the road. Now, I'm one of those visionary people, and I can see things so far down that it's so real to me. It's like it's occurring right now, when the truth is it's not. And when you couple that with my impatient nature, I think it needs to get done right away. But there is a strength, and you know, if you can focus on people's strength, is that what they can get done today is a point that they will actually help an employer do a better job.
Real quick, what comes after Generation Z?
Well, I don't know. Be honest.
Let's go to the Greek alphabet. We'll have Alpha.
Alpha. Okay. Generation Alpha.
Well, I was going to say, I would say, well, I guess we'll just start all over again.
All right, well, so. We can do that. We don't have a Generation A. All right, Bobby Albert, thank you so much, Bobby. It's great talking with you again. Bobby has written a book called The Principled Profits, Outward Success is an Inside Job.